Today's shir is sponsored for Refu Shalema for Sara Gittel Bas Miril and for Miril Bas Sara Gittel by their family. They should both have a speedy recovery and a Refu Shalema. We are up to Perek Ches, Se'if Yudalid, in the middle of the Halachas of Lash on page Kuvav in the new print. You could take two belila rakas, which we said earlier, a thin mixture is something that's pourable from one to the next, but not mamish a liquid, but it's pourable, that you could mix together on Shabbos. Because the two don't turn into a single one clump. But they both remain a blila raka. Ulam, but nevertheless. But one should still be makbid when doing this and do it like we spoke about in Sivtes. What does that mean, what we spoke about in Sivtes? We spoke about in Sivtes, number one, you should change the order that you put the two ingredients in. So if there's a specific order that you put the two ingredients in during the week, one should change that order on Shabbos. And number two, you should mix it with Shesi Ve'erev, L'chachil with Adikli, but not stirring it the way you would normally stir it, but back and forth. You know, you stick the spoon in, move one direction, pull it out, go in the other direction, and constantly like that. Se'if Tezvav, Apio Amr Le'el, based on what we said earlier, Mutter Litein Zavda, which is Leban, Aishamenes, which are both, which is a, Shemenes al gab, right, which is also, these are both, we would probably call a blila raka. Al gabe gvina levana raka. Ularim zebeze, and you can put it on like a soft type cheese. And mix them. Vuhushi yasa blila raka, as long as it remains at the end of blila raka. Viyak b'dal shinuim glalsev test. Once again, like we said before, but even when you're mixing two blila rakas, one should make sure to put it in, not in the usual order, and to not stir it in the regular manner. Ma'adan chalav, which is putting a glido ice cream sheish ba shnei sugim, you have two types. Makbidim b'derech kal al afrodas atayim mashenim, and you generally want two things to stay separately, the two flavors. Ein la'arom b'shabbos, you should not mix them on Shabbos. Elam yakbid al shnei ashnuim anal. Unless you makbid, once again, to put it in different orders and to mix it with a shinui. Se'if Tezayin, the bottom of the page, Kovov. Also, la'arev gvina levona bedvash, gamim kavanos elechel esetaruvis. If you take this gvina levona, this cream cheese type of thing, and you mix it with honey, it's also, even if your kavona was to eat the taruvis, this mixture right away, because that blila was too thick. Se'if Yud Zayin, b'shas ha-tzayrich, if there's a need, mutar lischoit lemon, l'toich gvina levona raka, l'toich bananas merusekes. You could squeeze a lemon, and the lemon juice will drip into this levona raka, or to crush bananas. U'la'arvives ha-mitzbehen l'shem atam tatoif, in order to give it a good flavor. As long as you take care of any issue of schita. But tonight, shiakbid al shinuyim, once again, you have to be makbid that to keep the shinuyim that we spoke about in Siftes, you put it in a different order, and once again, you make sure that you mix it with a shinuyim. Sif Yud Ches on top of page Kuv Zayin. V'habol l'feire b'skvitim, someone who comes to crumble like crackers, u'la'arve v'sapirurim b'gvinu levona b'shvil tinik. And then you want to mix these crumbs, these small pieces, into like it's like a this gvina levona is like a similar to cream cheese. It's a different type of cheese they have in Eretz Yisrael for a young child. Mutar lasis came b'shas hatzarich, for a young child one could do so b'shas hatzarich. But tonight she yakbid al shinuim d'leil. Once again, you have to put them in a different order than usual, and you must mix it with a shini. V'gamut b'naizel ha'izel v'taru v'zu mitzperis ekol mashka acha. So too into this gvina levona, you could add a liquid, you could put juice, and mix it as well. V'daymul zeh says similarly, ha'roitzel la'ariv subin, someone wants to take bran, soich lovon at shablul nasis oven. But if you take enough bran and you mix into this cheese, because the bran is thick, even though this gavina levana is more of a raka, but the two together will be an oven. If you need to prepare this for a child, this is what they eat. You know, but people do this similarly. They want to put, some people put like formula, which is zicha blula ava, into they put oatmeal to the baby's bottle, mix it with the formula, and it creates. So if you make sure to do it in a method where right away it's thin enough, and you mix it in a way in the kli without stirring it, in a way that it comes to blila raka, it'll be mutter. But one has to be careful. If one puts so much oatmeal that it's going to be a blila ava, he's going to run into problems. He has to make sure that he does it in a fashion that it'll blila raka, and even then he should do it with a shinui from how he does it during the week. See if you test mutter lahisif sukkar lalavan or lagvina. One could add sugar to a yogurt or to cheese. Well, Arvin, name is the Isalisha. Because there's no lush, it thins it. Adrab, he says, he holds the sugar and it thins it out, it doesn't make it thicker. Mutter lahisif riba nazila, you could make a pourable liquidy jam. You could also put into yogurt. Meneshi taruvis shall blila raka, but blila raka. As long as it's a pourable jam, so it will be a blila raka into a blila raka. Which we said, the two blila rakas you can mix as long as change the order and you do it with a shine. Aval aser l'haysef riba l'gvina levana ula arvava, but into this gvina levana, which is more of a soft cheese, which if you put the jam in, it'll make it a blila ava, that's aser to do on Shabbos. So if it's going to be a blila raka, it's mutter with the shinuyim. If it's going to be a blila ava, it's going to be aser even with the shinuyim. Mutter la'arvei b'shas etzayrich k'dei ha'shinuyim d'l'el, mayonnaise b'chatichas dog tuna. It says with a shinu you could take mayonnaise and mix it with tuna, make tuna fish, as long as you make the proper shinuyim. Obviously it's best to make tuna fish before Shabbos. I don't think it changes the taste much. If you add the mayonnaise before Shabbos, as long as you have good refrigeration for the tuna. But let's say you have guests coming for Shal Shuds that you didn't know about. You want to make tuna fish on Shabbos. He says with the shinuyim of putting it in a different order and mixing it, not stirring it, but mixing it with a shinuy. He says one could do so. Also, la'arif chema, we cannot mix butter, a margarina, or margarine, afkas cocoa with cocoa powder. Okay, because like I said, you're taking that cocoa powder and you mix it into the margarine. You're not coming out with a blila raka. That's going to be a blila ava. That's going to be awesome. Even if you plan on eating it right away, we don't have the het like by burger, where sometimes the het for right away. That doesn't exist over here. Sivchav beis mutter limroyach. Chema al prusas lechem, one can smear butter on a piece of bread, ukadayma, something similar, v'losh of l'mreich ala chema, dvash, and then you go take honey and pour it on top of the butter. So even though you can't mix the butter and the honey first, but just smearing it on, not trying to make a new mixture and a new batter in a bowl, but smearing it on the bread, that's mutter. So too, you can put peanut butter, shmear peanut butter on a piece of bread. For lots of l'mreich alav riba, and then you can go put shmear jam on it. Let's say you put peanut butter on one piece of bread, jam on the other piece of bread. You could put the two pieces of bread together afterwards. But in a bowl, you can't take peanut butter, jam, and mix it together in a bowl. That's going to be awesome. But shleil gavi prusa. Even though, say, what's the difference? If I mix the two and then I put the two on the bread? No, because then when you're mixing the two, we see that as lisha. But on the other hand, just smearing it on the bread and then smearing the other ones, even though they're touching each other, but they never a true independent mixture, that's not lush. Sivchav Gimel, the bottom of page Kuv Zayin. Habalach and Cholov Maafkas Cholov Regiloi Maafkas Cholov Amuchedus Latinoikis. Someone comes to prepare milk either from powdered milk, from formula for young children, okay, and Afkas Materna, which is the Israeli brand of formula. Since when you take the powder, you take the water, it becomes a liquid. It doesn't become a gush, echa, it doesn't become one thick thing. So that's mutalasis, commercial oil, mysachel, because of dine bishul. As long as you have to be careful with hot water that you're not over any Yisuri bishul. But as long as you're not over any Yisuri bishul, you can prepare baby formula on Shabbos. Aval abolach letzayach tinek daisis micha b'matzekes shehikil v'raka. But you want to come make oatmeal cereal now for a child? Yachin b'samach l'achila. You have to do right before you eat. V'keitzid yases. He's going to tell us how to do it. Right, this is a thicker oatmeal mix, which is going to be either in a cereal or, you know, like I said before, if it's put in the bottle and it's made into a nezila, that there's so little, you know, oatmeal relative to the formula, so that it could come out of the nipple, that means it's a blila raka. But if your mom is making a thick, you need to make baby cereal from powder, what should you do? So he says, yitein chilek tzas mayim cham medudah Shabbos, to make sure to take from an urn that you're allowed to take water from on Shabbos. Take the water first. Gamay den lagabe eish l'toich kois neguvim, pour that into a dry cup. Ache kach yimdoy des kamus afgadush, and then you take out the amount of powder or the baby cereal that you need. You put that in the water, and mix it, but not stir it. Mix it like we spoke about in Sivtes, which is crisscrossing by lifting the spoon between each crisscross. And if he always does it in this order during the weekday, so then then he should put the water into the what's it called? Take the water out of the urn into a bowl and pour it from the bowl in onto the cereal. You put the water into a clean bowl, which is a clean sheni. And then you're pouring from a clean sheni onto the powder. Then he says, now, we said not to stir it. We said just to mix. So what happens when you do that and you're still left with clumps? So you fire them all, so what you take the back of the spoon, you push that up against the side of the bowl or the side of the cup to break it apart. You take it out together with some milk. You can take out the clumps together with some of the liquid, but you can't take out just the clumps by themselves, because that's going to be breyer. That's going to be breyer, which you said you can't take out the reichel. Then achikach, yishpech mitech klusheno tech tmisa, zu es kamas amayim madrusha v'yayav kenochetz. Then you can pour out from the klusheni into the mixture that you want after you took it out, you've got the clumps, and then you finish mixing it, and you mix it whatever you need for the child. So one has to be careful when making baby cereal for a child that he avoids any iser of lush, any iser of bishul. If you're not sure that, if I'm not clear enough, or you're not sure how it's going to work with the way you usually do it and what's called a shinui, of course you should consult your own local Orthodox rabbi. Today's shiur is sponsored for Refu Shleima for Miril Bas Sara Gittel and for Sara Gittel Bas Miril. Please help sponsor shiurim in the future by going to www.rabbifishman.com and clicking on sponsor a shiur, or emailing rabbifishman@gmail.com for sponsorship information. We require more sponsorships to keep these shiurim going. Thank you.